A deadly virus transmitted by ticks is on the rise, and researchers are studying its prevalence in Alaska. The Centers for Disease Control recently published a study on the Powassan virus in the western United States and Siberia. Anna Rose MacArthur reports from KNOM in Nome.
The virus is usually found in the eastern U.S. and Canada, but since the 1950s, a growing number of isolated cases have been reported in the West. And in the past two decades, diagnoses have more than doubled, catching the attention of the medical community nationwide. This recent study intended to map the range of the virus in the West. To do that, researchers tested wild animals of the region. Animals host the virus, and ticks transmit the contagion. It spreads by a tick biting an infected animal, and later a subsequent tick biting that same animal and becoming infected, continuing the cycle. Eleanor Deerdorf, postdoctoral researcher at the University of New Mexico and lead writer on the study, said to plot the virus, scientists collected fluid samples from 600 animals across Alaska, Siberia, and New Mexico.
Pretty much everything we could get our hands on, all kinds of different animals. There were voles, there were mice, there were squirrels.
What they found is that 6% of the Myotis voles in south central Alaska and in Siberia contain antibodies to the virus. A closely related vole in southeastern Alaska also showed reactivity, and in New Mexico, mice carried the antibodies. All these animals displayed signs of having been infected, which means, Deerdorf says, if each individual animal of these species can carry this virus, then from New Mexico all the way through the western U.S., across Alaska and into Siberia, live potential hosts for perpetuating this infection. Deerdorf says at this point, researchers cannot tell if the virus's range is spreading, and if it is, if that expansion is due to climate change.
If it is spreading, then it will most likely be as tick range expands, and that could well be influenced by climate change. But this study is not robust enough to make any kind of conclusions about spread.
Researchers are currently mapping the genetic sequence of the collected antibodies. This data will reveal if the infection is indeed Powassan virus or if it is an undocumented virus. Reporting from Nome, I'm Anna Rose MacArthur.